Hello, everyone. It's Gwentleyan here on a rather cool and misty Sunday afternoon. I hope you're all doing well. I am ashamed to admit that I have been most neglectful of Audio Boom of late. However, I did spend quite a bit of time today getting caught up on more recent posts, and I intend to do a bit more of that later on. I won't be able to catch everything simply due to lack of time, but I'll try to listen to what I can anyway. Gosh, the last time I posted was last Sunday. It seems strange to be away from Audio Boom for that long. I had a lovely time at Mike and Sarah's wedding. It was a beautiful occasion, as you will know if you listened to the excerpts that I posted last week. However, the one drawback for me was that I was having a lot of back problems at the time. As you may recall, I spent a few weeks in the throes of severe neck pain. I've no idea what caused it, but then to try to mitigate it, I stood a certain way, and then I think my posture suffered, and then that gave me a bad back. So, because there was quite a bit of standing around to do until the reception, that actually caused me even more problems. Generally, in an Orthodox liturgy, which this was, the wedding was, one does not sit down until the priest preaches his homily. And in this service, that did not happen until the end. It was a gorgeous service, though, and I'm very glad that I was invited to go. It was an experience that I would not have missed for anything. But to make a long story short, because I had to stand for so long, my back really bothered me for days after the reception, even. So I didn't start to feel better until Friday, when I finally managed to get some work done around here and do some things that I wanted to do. Now, yesterday morning, I woke up thinking, oh, this is great. I feel fine now. The back pain's gone. The neck pain's gone. I'm going to have a great day. So I got up early and did some laundry, did some more things around here that I thought needed doing. And then the afternoon came, and didn't I go and have a massive pile of seizures? I kid you not. Actually, I think it started at 11 o'clock in the morning. I had one and thought that would be the end of it. But no, a couple hours later, a whole succession of them came, one right after another. And to be quite frank, they made me feel like Queen Turd of Shit Creek. Sorry for the rather uneloquent language, but honestly, sometimes I think in certain situations, the crude expressions are the better ones. And this is one of those situations. Anyhow, I am sorry, though. I hate posting when all I have to do is complain. I refuse to do that on a regular basis. It's no fun for people who are listening. It's not really that interesting for me to have to do. The last thing that anybody wants to hear is somebody whinging on about his or her various little problems. So I'm most distressed that this has ended up being one of those posts, but I sort of thought I would explain, or should explain, why I've been so absent for so long. So then this morning I got up feeling okay. Yesterday was a write-off, let me tell you, because all I could really do was lie down and try to get through these seizures as best I could. When I have that many in a row, I feel like I've been flattened by a steamroller, and I feel headachy and dizzy and shaky, and my thoughts are totally unconnected and fragmented, and really all I can do is lie there and pray that I'll get through this episode as quickly and as sanely as possible. So yeah, but woke up this morning feeling pretty much okay, and my thoughts all seemed to be in order, and I thought, oh good, I can get out to church and have a nice day. Well, didn't I go and have another couple seizures this morning? Bloody freaking Nora, what is up with this? I don't understand it, because I went for like a couple weeks without really having many seizures at all. In exchange, I got all the bad neck and back pain, but I think, honestly, I'd rather deal with that than with seizures, because at least one can take Advil or aspirin or something for the neck and back pain. That's what I meant to do at Sarah's and Mike's wedding, but then stupid me forgot to bring some. Duh. Anyway. I still had a marvelous time, and as I said, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. It was so great to see some people there that I hadn't talked to for a long time, and oh, the whole occasion was just beautiful. But anyhow, did not get to church this morning, but sometimes I sort of think that things happen for a reason, because it turned out that had I gone to church after all, I would have gotten absolutely soaked when coming home, because it started to rain right around that time. So it's probably a good thing I didn't go after all. I'm sorry I missed it, but actually, to be perfectly honest, this is very naughty of me, I realize. But I looked in the bulletin on Friday. The church secretary very kindly sends me and another vision-impaired lady the bulletin in advance. I looked in the bulletin and I thought, well, we've sung this hymn before. Oh, the choir's sung this anthem before. Oh yeah, I know this offertory piece. I don't want to go to church on Sunday. Oh, oy vey. Very naughty. But no, I did not have seizures just to skip out on going to church today. I actually was going to go, but no, it didn't happen. But the important thing is, I'm feeling better now. I'm still here, barely. This week has pretty much been, oh gosh, a write-off though. It's been a pile of shit, to be honest. So I'm glad it's over. On to bigger and better things. At least I've had some good books to read. I've been rereading the Sally Lockhart series by Philip Pullman, because I want to read the latest one, The Tin Princess, that I have not yet read, and I thought, well, before I do that, I should actually go over all the other books and reacquaint myself with forgotten plot details before I read the fourth one. Now, I must say, I'm not very impressed with Philip Pullman's anti-religious stance in the his Dark Materials series, but the Sally Lockhart ones, oh boy. So well written, so suspenseful, so many memorable characters. I would highly recommend them to anyone who enjoys Victorian type literature. I mean, Philip Pullman is obviously a man of modern times, but these particular novels are set in Victorian England, and there's a great deal of villainy and opium smuggling and financial skullduggery involved, and a very independent young woman who takes a lot on herself and ends up solving a whole bunch of mysteries. There's actually a BBC show now about her that I would dearly love to watch. I want to see how well they did with it. It's starring Billy Piper, and so one would think it would be halfway decent. They've decided to call it the Sally Lockhart Mysteries. As of now, I think they've just covered Ruby in the Smoke, the first novel of the series, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, they're going to do the other ones too. Now the last one, The Tin Princess, I'm really curious to read about it, because it's about a little girl called Adelaide, who featured in the first novel, and sort of vanished near the end, and nobody ever knew what happened to her. Well, that's what one finds out in The Tin Princess. Jim Taylor, one of the prominent characters in this series, has become a private detective, and he finds her. So that should be quite fascinating, but before I read that, I want to finish the other books that I've already read, just to refresh my memory. I'm now on Tiger in the Well, which I have to say is probably the most suspenseful book I have ever read.